Paul, can you just give us a little thought on why you just chose to call up Christian Vesalainen?
They like the way he's playing. You know, that who we, a lot of what we do when we call a guy up is by position for a need, especially if I got him going in right away, or it's the guys they down there that they like going. So I don't get to see many of those games. I saw one last week, but his game's improving.
Do you expect to be able to get him in?
One of these two, possibly. You know, we were pretty healthy here today, which is nice for us. So. And I want to maybe look at Harkins in the middle, so I'm going to move some pieces around. Not tonight, but possibly tomorrow.
Can you give us an indication on how you use your goalies over the next couple of games?
Yeah, I'm going to play LB tomorrow night. Yeah, Helly gets tonight, LB goes tomorrow.
Lots of talk, obviously, with the speed that Carolina brings, how they knock pucks down. You saw it in your building back in December. Just how different is that compared to what you see on a daily basis, maybe in the Western Conference?
It's not a whole lot different. The difference would be there's not usually a lot of physicality attached to it. So it would be, in a lot of ways, the same game we're trying to play St. Louis, a lot of the harder gap teams, and that's really what it is. Their gap is a foundation of what they do defensively, and then they transition off that with some real good quickness and good hands. So you're just not going to have the puck very long. And if you try to take time with it, they'll get a stick on it, and they do. They've got great sticks. They knock an awful lot down, and they transition off it. So we got to move faster here tonight than we did when we played against Carolina and not be frustrated by a game that you're just not going to get a lot of free-flowing offense.
We asked Nick Ehlers how the positivity level was with the team, and he said, look at these guys, what's going on over here. Do you feel like it's pretty solid?
Yeah, I do. But so we're clear that this isn't a casual thing for us. Like, we know what our record is here, our last five games. We know the situation we're in, and by design, we don't want to be walking around dragging our lips and feeling sorry for ourselves. So you got to work hard to be in a good mood some days when you're not happy. And we want them to work at it. We want them to stay together, to do their normal routines, to not be, you know, a dead quiet bus and the sky is falling. You've got to fight to get out of these things. What we can control on our days between games and getting into the games is working hard to have a positive mental attitude about what might happen here tonight.
You made that switch with Wheeler and Scheifele last game. Will that continue here today?
No, it's a function of what happened to Adam Lowry, so it does change a bunch of things for us. So we'll go back to the forward units that we know. We may make one more adjustment here in game, one or two, depending on what these lines look like, but we'll go back to things that we knew. That's a possibility tomorrow. So that's the position he played. He started as a lefty, went into the middle, had some success there. It may be something we want to look at, yeah.